Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Let's get in your news, weather, sports.
Friends, this is your good friend, Oral Rogers, bringing you the Big Show right here on this morning radio program. Asking you if you're having some problems, put your hands upon the radio and come on.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up and at 'em. It is Tuesday, January 31st. All right, let's have fun on this last day of January before we hit our shortest month of the year. Is that the plan?
All right, you go first.
Okay. Hi, I'm John Boy. I'll be your bovial host.
See, I can't live up to that. You set the bar too high.
Being bovial isn't easy.
It's tough. Sounds kind of like a boll weevil.
I think that means you chew your cud. I'm
not sure. Bovinual?
Yeah.
Jovial was jovial what I was bovine. Looking for. Yeah, that's it.
All so right. He's a jovial cow.
Yes.
Think of it that way.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Let's see. It's National Backyard Day. As soon as that sun comes up, look at your backyard. Get out there in it if it ain't too cold.
What?
What? Backyards, man. Oh, okay. Deal with it.
He's being bovial. Just let him be.
Yeah, get out there, graze if you got some grass. It's National Hot Chocolate Day. Here.
I knew it, so I just wanted to make sure you were looking at the same page I was. It's National Backward Day, not Backyard Day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it makes you feel any better, you got your shirt on backwards, so you're off to a good start anyway.
Backward Day.
Maybe I'll back out the door and enjoy my backyard. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's all about the backyard, wasn't it? It's backward. All right, well, y'all figured that one out. So, Hot Chocolate Day. All right, got that. Mm-hmm. And it's National Plan Your Vacation Day.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Randy, glad you're here, Randy. We need 18 best of shows. All right. Don't worry. We ain't going to vacation till springtime. So, there's a lot of time for us to plan our vacation. We won't let it sneak up on you.
You might want to get his window for springtime.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll surprise you.
All right. Well, good. So we got a lot to do today. Especially have fun on this last day in January. You got 3 days in this or saved up. We get a first prize pack out. You know we like to get to win and begin because we're awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Let's see what prize pack we're going to play for first thing today. Ooh, we got some Rough Chews, a Rough Toy, and a Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens. You know, they tell you dog food is dead food, but Rough Greens can help your dog feel better and live longer. Get your free Jumpstart trial bag now at roughgreens.com/JBB. Just cover shipping. Go to bigshow.com, click on the Rough Greens banner, and get you more info. Let's do our 3 dates in history then. Get our categories. January 31st, 1505. We're going back to when King Philip of Austria defeated the Marco di Sorte in history.
I think that's an ice cream, if I'm not mistaken.
It was history's first international tennis match. Wow, wasn't much of a contest since the Marquis still played with the palm of his hand. And King Philip used a newfangled batiar.
Or batois, I think.
Is that a batois? Kind of like a raquette.
I like a paddle of some kind, yeah.
Batois.
Okay. That little edge on him. He had him in a raggedy on his hand. Have y'all seen this pickle tennis ball deal? I'm trying to figure it out.
You mean pickleball?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's like a close-in version of tennis.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like it looked like a big ping pong paddle or something.
Yeah, and you play it basically on a regular tennis court.
What's the ball made of? Is it something that's
rubber? It's a pickle.
Isn't it plastic? Isn't it a plastic ball in pickleball?
It's a plastic.
Oh, I thought it was rubber.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get down and play some pickleball. Yeah. Tater, you use your hands or whatever body parts.
And you'll use a batois.
All right, so there's King Philip there using a racket. Move up to 1871. A flock of birds so large flew over the western part of San Francisco that it took nearly 4 hours for them to pass.
Yikes.
At one point, the birds were clustered in such large numbers, they actually darkened the sky for nearly half an hour.
Yikes.
A lot of birds.
Yeah.
I bet we came with that, a lot of bird duty.
Mm-hmm.
I hear, boy, that. What San Francisco needs now to go with all the human duty.
Well, there you go.
Let's move up to 1958. Little Richard quit music at the height of his fame to attend Evangelism College, where he stayed for 4 years.
Whatever happened to him?
Little Richard.
Well, that's right. He got out of college and went back to music.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line. Come on. We play Outburst. Next. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show is on the radio. Brand new video today. If you check out the Ring of Fire.
This is the worst prank ever.
The worst.
Did it burn?
Oh, it did.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see the worst prank ever at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get the winning ball.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Cody from Cleveland, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Cody, what's up? Good morning, Cody. Come on in here, buddy.
All right.
All right. Hey, y'all. How you doing? You awake?
I'm trying to. I'm not much of a morning person, but we're here.
So you're Jonathan?
Huh? No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's trying to. You said, is he awake?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Jackie had the wrong name because she is barely awake. So I was wondering about that.
Wow.
He's okay. Bofield.
So, all right. Yeah, Cody from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Now I'm awake and ready to go.
Way to go, Jonathan.
I've been hearing things, ain't I? Let's go through these three categories, Cody. Get you going in 5 seconds. We need three games that use a racket. Ready, go.
Pickleball, ping pong, and tennis.
Yeah, man. Let's do playing pickleball. All right, now, Cody, three kinds of birds. Ready, go.
Blue jay, red robin, and a hawk.
And for the win, three colleges. Ready, go.
Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama. Oh, Roll Tide.
Okay, the Roll Tide on the end for the win. Big old Rough Greens prize pack, Cody, is headed your way. You got your dog, buddy?
Yeah, I do. I actually got two of them.
All right, well, good. We're going to hook your dogs up. They're going to say thank you by wagging that tail and going, nyang, nyang, nyang.
What?
Cody knew what I meant.
Okay.
Well, hang on, Jonathan. All right, here we go. Jumping out, catching you up on your news. Then right on the other side, Carl gonna tell us a story first thing this morning, all right? A big show on the radio rolling to your Tuesday morning. Man, you got a dog? Well, you know, most unhealthy dogs do not have diseases. They have nutritional deficiencies, which is why Rough Greens is what we give our dogs every day. It's not a dog food, but a dog supplement to sprinkle on your dog's food. So you get your free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com/JBB. All right, now we're waiting for a story. Here we go.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
Mr. Bill Cox and me, we was watching television the other night. We seen this commercial for a new TV show called Grimm. I didn't rightly know what it was about. Mr. Bill Cox says in the old days there, these two brothers, name of Grimm, they wrote a passel of stories to scare the pants off of youngins. I can tell you one if you want me to.
All right. Yeah. 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 Sure.
Uh-huh. All right, then. Don't get too excited. You ain't heard it yet. Once upon a time, Aaron, there's these two youngins named Hansel and Gretel. These tiny little things, no bigger than a pair of squirrels. I think Mr. Bill Cox said they was Dutch, like that chubby boy on the paint can. Well, sir, they growed up poor, like most kids back then. Their daddy was a woodcutter by trade. He didn't make much of a wage. I reckon on account of there was trees everywhere and all the folks had an axe. Mr. Bill Cox says it'd be like opening an escort service for funny fellers in San Francisco. Not funny, ha-ha, funny where. Yes, sir, times was a mite tough. On top of that, Hansel and Gretel's stepmama was no count. She was kindly cruel to them, putting termites in their wooden shoes and whatnot. See, the way she figured it, a little bit of food they did have would go a whole lot farther with less mouths to feed. So one day, behind the daddy's back, she took Hansel and Gretel on a one-way trip out into the woods and left them to fend for themselves. But in them days, folks did a lot of thinking out loud, and Hansel and Gretel overheard her scheme. So on the way out the door, Hansel, he stuck a slice of bread in his poke, and they wandered out into the woods. He left a trail of crumbs so they could find their way back. That must have been a pretty big slice of bread, because they walked for a good bit. Sure enough, they got out in the middle of nowheres, and that stepmama R-U-N-N-O-F-T. Left them there in the woods. They went to follow that trail of crumbs. All they found was a flock of well-fed birds. Guess it weren't much of a plan, really. But they were just kids. They didn't think it through. Now they's lost for sure. Hansel and Gretel, they wandered off summers trying to find a way home. They come up over this little ridge there. Down in a clearing was a right pretty little house. But it weren't like any house they'd seen afore. It was made out of cakes, candy, and gingerbread, and biscuits and mustard. I don't rightly know why them little birds bothered to eat Hansel and Gretel's old stale breadcrumbs with a big old cookie house just down the block. Mr. Bill Cox told me I needed to do something called suspending my disbelief. Well, sir, them two little Dutch kids, they had a field day. They commenced to gnawing on that little cottage like pearl on a peanut butter jar. About that time, old woman come out the door a-hollering about them eating her house. Hansel and Gretel told her their story about getting left in the woods by the stepmama. That old woman, she felt rightly sorry for them, invited them in for some potted meat and soda crackers and a soft bed. Well, what them little Dutch kids didn't know, she wasn't really a nice old woman. She was a mean old witch. Some folks calls her a sorceress, I calls her a witch. She throwed Hansel and Gretel in a cage. Her plan was to fatten them up and eat them. I reckon with all them sweets around, she's kind of hankering for a brisket or such. Oh, man. Well, sir, after a couple of days of Twinkies and Krispy Kreme donuts, Hansel and Gretel was about to pop like a tick. And that witch figured it was a good time for dinner. She fired up that big old oven, got them kids out of that cage. But when the witch opened that oven door, Hansel and Gretel, they bum-rushed her, knocked her in the oven, slammed the door and locked it, killed her. The witch had one of them fairy tale wisecracking cats. He saw his meal ticket going up in flames. He jumped up and hollered, "What'd you kill the witch for? What'd you kill the witch for?" But old Hansel and Gretel there, they promised that cat they'd take care of him. He said, "All right, then." And they all sat down and ate the witch with some French fried potatoes. The end. Moral of the story, meat and potatoes is good for you, but they ain't nothing like a bunch of sugary treats to give you that quick energy to kill a witch and eat her.
Storytime is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Now in original flavor and new extra peccary. Hargrave's, chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
You guys got any of that extra peccary? Potted meat on hand.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio for you Tuesday, January 31st. 20 minutes is What to Watch. And right now,
we all know history, but there's so much more we don't know. I'm Sir David Attenborough, and this is Unknown History. October 27th, 2022. The place, Charlotte, North Carolina. And one of the longest-running syndicated morning shows in radio history was coming to the end of another broadcast day.
Hey, kick your weekend with all us tomorrow.
It's not bugging. I'm going home.
But it wouldn't be just another day. The man known only as John Boy would experience an unparalleled medical emergency that would bring him dangerously close to the very edge of his mortality.
Squad 51, man with abdominal pains, 15 Woodburn Street. Timeout 12:33.
Luckily, a crack medical team was on hand.
Squad 51, KMG 365.
and America's favorite redneck was saved and restored to health. A very happy ending indeed. At least, that's the popular version of events. But the real story lies in what you don't know. As John Boy was rushed into emergency surgery, a brilliant surgeon who would save his life was knocked unconscious by a large piece of medical equipment.
Watch your head, Doc!
It was the ultimate worst-case scenario. For no one else with the necessary skills was on hand. It was a dark moment indeed. Luckily, a young intern had been shadowing the injured surgeon and was on hand. His name was Clyde. And even though he was a camel, he was John Boy's only hope. The procedure began on schedule as John Boy's family, friends, and millions of listeners held their breath, hoping and praying for the best.
Captain?
Apple?
Apple?
Snapple?
Scalpel!
Oh, scalpel.
All of it.
The minutes turned to hours as Clyde worked feverishly and John Boy clung to life.
Where's that?
Pork chops?
Where's that?
Door stops?
Forceps!
Oh, forceps.
After nearly 9 hours, Clyde, the intern camel, completed the delicate and complicated surgery. And it was a rousing success. The original surgeon regained consciousness and was instructed to take credit. And that was fine with Clyde.
Huh?
The radio world breathed a sigh of relief. Clyde wasn't the hero John Boy wanted, but he was the hero he needed. He even filled in for him on the radio a few times. But Clyde didn't go away empty-handed. He got his medical degree a year ahead of schedule, and he struck up a very hot relationship with his nurse.
You're going.
Get nachos?
Get naked.
Get nunchucks?
Get naked.
Get naked.
Yeah.
Until next time, this is Sir David Attenborough reminding you that it's not the history that's known, it's the history unknown.
The Big Show is on the radio.
No.
Yeah, it is.
What else would it be?
Good day. Your old pal Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern. The Crocodile Stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this NACA studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
Big Show on the radio. Man, that video today is telling you about the Ring of Fire. It does burn, burn, burn.
I'm telling you. It's no gross. Ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I believe I'd find me and you somebody to live with. Girl, like she uses hot chili pepper, sprays it on the toilet paper.
And he is cleaning out the refrigerator and the freezer looking for something to cool the burn.
I noticed he went right to milk.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're supposed to drink, right? If you have hot stuff in your mouth,
Then he moves on to ice cream, I guess because it's a dairy product. And it's even colder.
It is colder.
Dairy section.
So he's being illogical about it.
Well, y'all check it out and be thankful it ain't you. You don't live with somebody like you. So,
it's me.
At thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody wins a $50 gift certificate to use to star in a personalized romance novel with your sweetie for Valentine's Day from YourNovel.com. A good way to say I love you any time of year. Go to YourNovel.com, use code JBB, get 10% off. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. We're right now from the desk of Tatertainment News. What to watch? Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
You know, it's been a slow time at the movies. The holiday films have, simmered down. They've been out for a while.
Avatar been number one for like 20 weeks.
Yeah, it's a tad early for the new spring stuff to come in, to get it in before the Oscars. So not much change, like you said.
This is what they call the trough.
A trough.
A low point in the movie.
So I guess a lot of adults have still been wanting to go to the movies because Avatar is number one again for like the eighth week in a row. Right. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, stayed in second place. My brother took his kids over the weekend, and he said it was actually hilarious. So I guess it's not torture for adults to watch it.
I was wondering, yeah, the adults get the Puss in Boots. I like that attitude he's got.
Yeah. A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks was in third place again. It didn't move. Right. And finally, Pathaan. Bollywood action movie from India cracked the top five.
That's kidding. How slow it is at the theater.
No,
is that like the snake?
Because India, they make tons of movies and they release tons of movies because there's a ton of people over there.
Sure.
And they're starting to release some of them here and they actually do business.
Yeah. No, it's spelled Pathaan.
Oh.
Pathaan.
So you got to speak Indianese to know what they're talking about.
I think it's either dubbed or they have subtitles. Yeah. Or sometimes they're in English.
Yeah, there you go. Bollywood.
Yeah, the Bollywood. Yeah.
And most of their movies are like action movies. With
is
lots
that like
of car
Slumdog
crashes.
Millionaire? Was Slum, that a Bollywood?
That was kind of an American introduction to Bollywood.
Okay, well that was very well made.
Yeah, I like
movie.
That was fun.
Go.
I know.
Well, go to the movies and get it up there.
Why don't you make me?
Okay, yeah, fine. How about on Thursday the Fathom events? People are bringing Groundhog Day back to theaters since it's Groundhog Day. On the big screen at the multiplex starting on Friday, 80 for Brady. This is a sports comedy with Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Sally Field as a group of lifelong friends.
I did not recognize either one of them. I was wondering who the old ladies in this
movie. Didn't recognize Sally Field. They've made it their lifelong mission to go to the Super Bowl and meet Tom Brady.
All right.
80 for Brady, the 80-year-old.
It's an old lady caper movie.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Also out Friday, Knock at the Cabin. It's a horror. That's a horror suspense thriller starring Dave Bautista. And you may know him. He played Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy, the big blue guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, a family's on vacation, and they get taken hostage by a group of armed strangers who need their help to avert an apocalypse. Horror film.
It's pronounced Bautista.
Apocalypse. Trended over on Netflix, You People. It's a romantic comedy starring Jonah Hill and Lauren London as an engaged interracial couple sharing awkward moments with their families, including Julia Louis-Dreyfus as his mom and Eddie Murphy as her dad.
What do you mean by you people?
I don't know.
It's a very standard romantic comedy, but it's got a great cast, and it's actually not bad.
Billy, so is it like Meet the Fockers? But I don't know.
It is sort of like
something
that.
And over on Apple TV, a new comedy series on Apple TV Plus called Shrinking, starring Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. It's about a therapist snaps and tells a patient the honest truth about her problems, and it works. So he starts being a straight shooter with all his patients, and the first two episodes are now available on the Apple TV Plus app. Therapist who's honest.
And Harrison Ford is in it.
They could not believe that they sent him the script, and he said, yeah, let's talk about it. He said, really? He said, yeah, I'll be right over.
No, who is the therapist?
Harrison Ford?
Jason Segel.
How I Met Your Mother, he was in that for a long time. He was in Forgetting Sarah Silverman.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Silverman is a comedian. Totally different movie. Horror film.
But you got that part.
That's a wrap.
And on your good pronunciation.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out the snack food / fast food mashup at Taco Bell. Very good. After it was introduced, Taco Bell had to hire more than 15,000 new employees just to keep up with demand.
Because America loves Doritos.
Doritos. All right, made the scene. All right, today is John Boy Jeopardy. In the 1800s, a popular slang term for these animals was cracklers. No, cacklers is what it is. Cacklers. They came from cackling farts.
Oh, what? Is it a 10-year-old rescue dog? Because I got one that does that a lot. He's a cackler.
Okay, mark that off. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy. Next. Tuesday morning, we're rolling through the last day of January 2023. The video of the day, see the ring of fire. Luckily, you don't have to feel it.
No.
It's right there at thebigshow.com. Sure to reach you for my wonderful thing of the week, 200-mile-an-hour crankbait featuring Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Bass Pro Shop. Check it out, fisherman, you like it. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now your host, he's got a case of the Mondays, so good thing we didn't try the Ring of Fire prank on him today. He is John Boy.
Hey, thank you. Let's say hey to Chuck. He's out of Gilbert, South Carolina. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, man, we are all good. Chucky, welcome good. In here. All right, Chuck, well, let's see what you got. You first up, in the 1800s, a popular slang term for these animals was cacklers, and they came from cackling farts.
Cackling farts, wow.
I know. That's what I said. I said that, didn't I? I said, wow.
That sounds like something you would do. Is it John Boy?
So you say DJ. Let's see.
So that's your final answer then there, Chuck?
No. Cackling, wow.
Yeah.
I would say a turtle.
A turtle.
Turtle part.
Well, let's see. Show us a turtle.
Seven is that?
No. Oh, turtles come from tadpoles.
No, that's frogs.
Frogs.
Turtles come from mom turtles.
Now I understand why the livestock's not doing so well at
Booger Brand.
All right. All right.
Have
to do some research on that. Well, Chuck, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
Thanks. Y'all do the same.
All right, man. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Ron in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John Boy. How you feeling? I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, buddy. I'm feeling excellent. I'm on
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. I've been listening to you guys for 30 years, from Orlando to the mountains of North Carolina.
Awesome.
John Boy, Billy, Jackie and her beautiful voice, Tater and her, well, I won't say.
Hey.
I miss Robert D. Rayford and his cooking. Yeah. And who can forget old Randy?
Yeah.
See, this is what you've done to me. Just people say my name in a way that's
specialized. I love it. I love you guys. You guys have been making me laugh for years. I appreciate it.
Awesome, buddy. Well, glad you made it in here, Ron. Let's see if you know about these cackling farts. So we know it's not turtles, popular slang for these animals, cacklers. What are you thinking?
Well, I got five of them right here in my yard. Chickens,
ooh,
I guarantee it.
You guarantee it's chickens?
Seven is
that?
Hey, hey. All right.
So Ron, maybe help me out. I was going to ask him, cackling farts, what do they sound like? Is that it sounds like that? I don't understand. What is a cackling fart?
It's an egg.
I'm not really sure, but I think maybe it's the sound the rooster make when they growl at you. I don't know. They get crazy sometimes.
I was thinking something like that, but Randy said it's an egg.
Yeah, that's what a cackling fart is. That's where chickens come from, eggs.
Well, I never knew that was the name of an egg.
So are you saying the chicken has a cackling fart and she lays an egg?
No.
A fart has nothing to – the definition's different.
Keep up.
I'm sorry.
If you and Doc want to get in the DeLorean and go back to the 1800s, you could probably ask somebody. But a cackler –
uh-huh. Let's do it. I'll take pillars, and me and pillars can go.
Oh, you already got a way to go back to the time, so okay. I guess we're over. We'll just take your word for it. Cackling farts.
Yes.
Or eggs. Because now I say they come out of a chicken.
A cackler. Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, I never knew that.
Well, okay. Well, you go and apologize to every one of your chickens in your yard right now.
I will. I appreciate you guys very much.
All right, Rod. Good deal, buddy. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up with this prize pack. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Then we go back and look at our songs that were released in 2022. Got a good one for Mike coming up. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. We're less than 20 minutes away from a brand new roundup of dumb crook news. And right now, our special songs that were played here on the Big Show in 2022, like this one from Ike.
Come and listen to the story of Patrick and Ike, an old black rock singer and the white boy he liked. Together they journeyed across this great land with five cans of Vienna's and a vintage Pro-Am. Ike needed an intern and Patrick showed up as wide-eyed and eager as a little hound pup. Ike asked, can you drive? Patrick near lost his mind. Took off in the Pro-Am and left Ike behind. They stayed at a hotel that was pretty high class, and Ike took a fancy to a comely young lass. He said, mind yourself, Patrick, don't be a fool. Patrick took off his pants and he booped on the stool. They once had a contest to settle a fight. Who could get the most women in one single night? The bar tab was hefty, and when they were done, Patrick had 27 and poor Ike had none. Old Ike was a scoundrel in his younger days, but then something happened and he changed his ways. Folks say it was Patrick, and that's why I suppose that Ike up and married Pat's Mama Rose. And so goes the story of Patrick and Ike. There's never been two fellers more unalike. Their lives didn't turn out the way that they planned, with five cans of Vienna's and a vintage Pro-Am. Thank you.
Good Tuesday morning. It's a big show on the radio. Rolling through your last day of January. Right, y'all gather around. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the big show listener from around the world. And the address will follow this report. A Tulsa, Oklahoma man smashed a hole in the wall of a clothing store and worked through the night to crack open a safe without success. Security cameras show the man had worked for 6 hours. Well, he only managed to make a small hole in the side of the safe before he finally gave up and left. When the store manager arrived the next morning, he discovered he had forgotten to lock the safe the night before.
Oh, no!
None of the contents were missing.
Wow.
See, thanks for the simplest things first.
Right.
A first-time thief in New Milford, Connecticut, robbed a local bank. During his getaway, the man fell down a steep hill behind the bank building. During the tumble, he dropped his loot, lost his gun, and broke his leg.
Oh, good gracious.
But his troubles weren't over. At the bottom of the hill, he rolled into the blade of a plow, slicing himself open in several places. Ooh. Bruised, bleeding, and broke, he limped to his getaway car and headed for the nearest hospital.
And then the roadrunner ran by went,
oh, man.
A 50-year-old Andover, England man was arrested after he drove his Rolls Royce through the front window of a local department store. The man's wife says he was upset because he found out that the bed he had recently purchased from the store didn't include a mattress. Oh.
This is unacceptable.
An off-duty Elkhart, Indiana police officer spotted a man walking through a local cemetery completely naked. The officer watched as a naked man climbed into a pickup truck and drove away. Well, the cop took down the truck's license plate number and paid the man a visit a short time later. He explained that he had been visiting the grave of his in-laws. Asked why he was naked at the time, the man said he'd been playing golf all day and his underwear was wet, so he undressed in the truck. So why did he get out of the truck naked? Man said that he wanted to look at the flowers and didn't have his glasses with him.
The more he explains it, the less I understand it.
You see? I mean, that makes sense.
A Chesapeake, Virginia man robbed a local store and got away with 9 iPods and 2 containers of clothing donated to help needy military families. He recorded the entire crime on his cell phone, then sent the video to an ex-girlfriend, offering to give her one of the iPods. Instead of calling him back, she called the cops.
Well, bad breakup.
A Pueblo, Colorado man speeding down a hill ran a red light, narrowly missing an oncoming car. He then plowed into the side of a police cruiser, but suffered only minor injuries. The really dumb part of the story, the man was on a skateboard at the time.
Wow. It's like Tony Hawk getting a DUI.
A 27-year-old Oxford, England man got a visit from police who told him to lower the noise at a loud party in his home. Assuming the complaint had come from the elderly man next door, Party Boy broke into the 72-year-old neighbor's house the next morning to, quote, teach him a lesson. Well, the neighbor and his wife were home at the time, and the 27-year-old got the beating of his life from the 72-year-old, who turned out to be a former British boxing champion.
Oh, yes!
Nice! After hearing the evidence, the judge said he got what he deserved and sentenced him to 4.5 years in prison.
Oh. Yeah.
When an Edwardsville, Illinois woman noticed another motorist had pulled up beside her, she rolled down her window. Instead of asking for directions, the man flashed a gun and demanded cash. Well, the woman sped away and quickly called 911 on her cell phone. The operator told the woman to drive straight to a nearby police station. The would-be robber stayed right on the woman's tail until she pulled up at headquarters,
uh-oh,
where officers were waiting to slap on the cuffs.
All right.
Security agents at Toronto International Airport arrested a 40-year-old man for smuggling drugs. The suspect had swallowed 76 packets of cocaine and tried to slip them into Canada. Well, he didn't go down without a fight. Authorities say the man was able to control his bowels so well.
Ow, wow, did he?
It took nearly 3 weeks for him to finish gathering all the evidence against him.
Man.
And finally, A woman in Kansas City, Missouri, admitted to police that she had attacked her boyfriend while he was sleepwalking. The woman said her sweetie had just finished peeing in her closet, and she was afraid he'd hurt her if she didn't wake him up. So she stabbed him in the face.
Alrighty. Yes, sir. Okay.
If you got dumb crook news, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 91111. Well, that's not right. 19111. That's right. Charlotte, NC 28219. Or email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning to Big Show's on a radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dials. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday morning, last day of January. In a couple of weeks, the National Wild Turkey Federation 47th Annual Convention and Sports Show in Nashville. My buddy Jason Buckhalter, NWTF CEO, on the line here in just a couple minutes to find out what the plan is for this year. I look for a turkey season coming up, a few days of duck season left here. Don't get me started on wabbit season. It's going through the whole month of February, looks like.
And pretty soon it's baseball season, Doc.
And, oh, and then time's good for fishing. That's John Boy's Wonderful Thing giveaway number 53. A 1998 limited edition Bass Pro Shop 200 mile an hour crankbait fishing lure. It's officially licensed by NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt at number 3 car. How about that? Dale Earnhardt Sr., of course, professional angler Hank Parker. They were buzz back in the day. And you can see it still in the box and win it. Give it away on Friday. All right, then. Check it out, thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. Take C, get a bull snot prize pack. Talking $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and bull snot make sure they look good doing it. Look for bull snot at truck stops across America. Or click on the link, the bull snot banner at thebigshow.com. Get all the info you need. Hang on, win you some in minutes. But right now, yeah, let's get up with our boy Jason Buckhalter, the National Wild Turkey Federation CEO, because we got the 50th anniversary of the Wild Turkey Federation going on. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey, buddy, we're real good. How you doing, son?
I am excellent. I'm jazzed up, ready for our to celebrate our 50th anniversary here in Nashville, Tennessee, February 15th through 18th.
Man, that is awesome, man. This is the 47th annual National Wild Turkey Federation Convention and Sports Show. So 50th anniversary, the 47th year had this in Nashville, and it is a hoot. It is a fun time, y'all. You need to make your plans to be there. Of course, it's going to be at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville. So, Jason, well, give us something happening there, buddy. What's the lineup? What's going on?
Look, it's going to be special. As you said, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. This is a show you look forward to all year round, as it truly feels like a family reunion. So our convention sports show already has a special feel to it, but this year is going to be over the top. We will once again have high-quality entertainment from in and around Nashville throughout the show, and we're super excited to have Riley Green as our headlining act on Saturday night. Riley's going to close us out after our grand national auction and our sports show. So we really have two events, right? We call this our annual convention. So we have our convention where we'll have all of our partners and volunteers, and then going on right along with that, we have the biggest show in the Southeast. We're going to have over 500 exhibitors for our sports show this year. Wow. And we're anticipating record crowds.
This is one of the biggest consumer shows in the country, I hear.
That's correct.
Of any kind. Yeah, yeah.
Man, that is wild. And it is so neat because you got the hottest outdoor brands, you know, on the sports show floor. You talk about all the vendors there. And then, and not to mention the latest and the greatest stuff. You can see it first right here. I love that. And of course, maybe y'all need to find my boys, the Mossy Oak booth there. Them cuz and they'll make the scene. I like that.
Oh, they'll certainly be there. Mossy Oak's, you know, the sponsor of our event. You know, again, daily and nightly events around the convention are jam-packed with entertainment and fun, and allows us to update everyone on what we have accomplished this year and what we have going on in the future. So we're super excited.
Man, that is awesome. So go ahead and make it a date. That'll be like two weekends, it looks like, from this weekend coming up. So February 15th through the 18th. And all the information you need, you go to the National Wild Turkey Federation website. Just remember the letters. It's NWTF.org. That's all you need. NWTF.org. It'll take you right there. And it's no problem about this selling out or anything like that, Jason, because, I mean, you know, it is packed. But if you want to, you know, make the plans to drive to Nashville, definitely go ahead and do that. Do not go because you think it'll be, you know, too crowded or sold out.
That's exactly right. If you go to try to register right now, it's going to tell you that ticket sales are closed. But you can still get tickets on site, so don't let that discourage you. Still show up in Nashville, ready to have a fantastic time with your outdoor family.
Man, that is awesome. Well, good. I'm going to try to finish up there on Friday and try not to make Randy work any extra.
Boy.
Maybe
oh,
and
boy.
Maybe hit Nashville. We'll see how Monday goes, though, all right?
We'd love to have a crew.
Awesome, Jason. Well, thank you very much, buddy. Have a big time. Congratulations, man, on overseeing National Wild Turkey Federation 50th anniversary. Cool stuff, buddy.
Well,
Well, thanks for having me on. Look, I grew up listening to you guys on the way to school. Billy, Rayford, Randy, Jackie, the whole crew. So this was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, man, awesome. All right. Well, proud to have you on, Jason. Thank you very much. Once again, y'all, for info, go to NWTF.org. All right, Dan. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
The worldwide adventures of a financial expert who lives an unusual lifestyle.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Tuesday morning, January 31st. Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day, The Ring of Fire. It's not that funny to the guy.
Oh, it never is.
Check it out. Make a visit to thebigshow.com. Here right now, Pep Squad.
Ready?
And hey to Chris from Ripley, Mississippi. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, John Boy. How you doing, bud?
Buddy, doing just excellent. Thank you, man.
Glad for you to be back, without a doubt.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Chris. Yes, sir. Well, glad you made it in here. Let's listen to Bill and get you as big old
I've got my shirt on backwards. I'm drinking hot chocolate and planning my vacation.
Oh, perfect.
Wow, how about that, man? Wow, you've been up since early this morning. We ran all over down.
Yeah. Early, yeah. That's all national holidays today.
I know.
All right.
I would plan our vacation, but I'm just too covered up with work here. So we'll do that later.
Plus, I threatened to kill him.
Chris, well, now let's listen to Bentley.
Well, 73-year-old Mario Salcido is a semi-retired financial advisor from Miami with a handful of high net worth clients. And because he can basically do his job from pretty much anywhere, he picked the middle of the ocean. Since the year 2000, Mario has lived almost full-time aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship.
Wow.
Over the past 33 years, he's traveled to exotic destinations around the globe. He spends about 2 weeks a year on dry land, and he did take a bit of a break during the pandemic, but he is back on the high seas again and loving it. Mario picked up his nickname Super Mario from his friends at Royal Caribbean. 5 years ago, he was the topic of a documentary film called The Luckiest Guy in the World. Among the comments in the documentary, A, the president of Royal Caribbean calls him our best customer ever. B, his travel agent says Mario can work from anywhere, so he does. Or C, Mario said, what can I tell you? I guess I just love the stomach flu.
Oh, what you got, Chris?
Well, I tell you what, guys, this is the hardest one I think I've ever heard, but I'm still going to have to go with C.
There you go.
All right, Chris, big old bull snot prize pack. We're going to get it to you down Ripley, Mississippi. How about you?
All right. Love you guys. Mean it.
All right, buddy.
I would like to give a quick shout out to my wife. I know she's going to be listening, and my son. She's headed to work. Jade and my son Carson is headed to school, so I want to wish both of them a super duper good day.
Well, all right, Dad, Chris, good dad, Dad, you get on with it. Hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. A movie reviewer, the rabbi, has been to some movies. Find out what he saw in 20 minutes.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello.
Hey, it's Hoyt.
All my life, want to fight about it?
Not right now, Hoyt. I'm not feeling too well. John Boy Billy here.
Oh, what do you say there, Typhoid Johnny?
Don't.
There he goes again.
Yeah, don't.
Boy, don't make him laugh.
Don't make me laugh,
Boy. All right. I'll do my best.
Okay.
Not a good thing to say when we're getting ready to do a phone call.
Yeah, right? Well, I know. Well, we just wanted to check in with you, see how you doing, man.
I'm sorry. See, I already broke my promise.
I'm sorry. What? Why? What's wrong, man?
I'm just stuck in this trailer waiting the sticks with Debert and his daddy.
Oh, man. Reed's still living with you guys.
Yeah. Him and wife number six going through that messy divorce.
Oh, man.
He's sleeping on the couch till he gets back on his feet.
Never did patch it up with her, huh?
No. She had a lot of growing up to do.
Uh-huh.
And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. You know, he likes them young.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he's on the phone arguing with her about who gets the easy bake oven.
Young girl.
I'll tell you, mean, too.
Well, tell him we hope everything turns out all right. What else is happening?
Not too much. Me and Debert had a weird experience yesterday morning. We pulled us a couple of lawn chairs up in the front yard. We were sitting there having a cup of coffee before work.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of watching the traffic go by out here on the highway.
Yeah.
And this big old truck with a state emblem pulls up across the road, and feller gets out with a shovel and he digs him a hole. It's about 2 feet across and about 3 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets back in the truck. Well, the truck just sits there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. And finally, this feller gets out of the passenger side of the truck with another shovel. He walks over to the hole and fills it back up with dirt. And then he gets back in the truck. And here's where it gets real weird. They pull up about 20 feet and stop, and the first feller gets out again, digs another hole like the first one,
uh-huh,
and gets back in the truck. 5 minutes go by, second feller gets out. I have a doggone if he don't fill that second hole back up, too.
Man.
And he gets back in the truck, they pull up another 20 feet, same thing again. Well, sir, they did this 4 or 5 times while we sat there watching them.
Man.
And finally, curiosity got the best of me. I walked over across the road, knocked on the window of the truck, and he rolls it down. I said, excuse me there, buddy. Me and my friend over there have been watching you for the past 15 minutes. It's got us stumped. Just what in the hell are you boys doing? He says, well, we're with the governor's highway beautification project, and the fella that plants the trees called in sick today.
Oh, boy.
I hope I didn't kill you there. I tried to rein it in a little bit so you wouldn't actually die on the radio.
No, I appreciate it, Oit.
All right,
man.
Hey, let's not go along. You going to say goodbye?
Yeah, probably will.
Well, you tell him I said, duh.
Right.
He'll know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
John Boy and Billy.
You want to save some time? The next time you rent a DVD, don't bother rewinding it. The way I see it, it's the next guy's problem.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio. Well, we hadn't seen our next guest in quite a while. For the first time in 2023, he's in here. Sure, he's got a lot to tell us. Let's welcome our resident movie critic, Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
What stinks in here? I'm sorry, I forgot what I was supposed to say here.
I usually say shalomy homies.
Shalomy homies!
Yes.
What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
Well, welcome back, Rabbi.
Quick question. Where the hell have you been?
What does that mean?
English still a second language for you, huh? Where you been all this time?
You serious, man? We talked about it on the radio.
I don't listen to this show, you boob. Quit stalling. Where were you?
Well, I had major surgery.
You still milking that hammer, though, thing, huh?
Yeah, well, but the information, it was an abdominal aortic aneurysm. It was very serious, Rabbi.
An abominable aquatic analyst? It sounds made up. All right, come on. Let's see that scar, big boy.
Oh, crying out loud. All right, let me pull my shirt. There you go.
Wow! Wowie, wow, wow, wow! That is really something. You know what? In my opinion, you played this thing all wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if I was you, I'd have said shark attack. You're always in the boat and out of the water.
Right.
It's a much better story. Anybody can have surgery. Hey, what'd you have? Surgery? Big deal. Shark attack. That's solid gold.
Well, too late now.
That's what you get for not staying in touch, you lummox.
Oh, Rabbi, what movie did you see?
Oy, what didn't I see? I saw movies about a violent Santa Claus, a cartoon about a cat in shoes, an African-American Adam with that wrestler, the boulder. You name it, I saw it.
Anything good?
Yeah, if you like crap. Hollywood makes crap. Here's a good example. My great-great-grandkids dragged me to this and to see a Smurf movie.
Wow, I didn't even know Smurfs were still a thing.
No, me either. They're trying to jazz it up, calling it Avalanche, Way Underwater.
I think that's Avatar, the Way of Water.
Yeah. What I said makes more sense.
Well, what was it about?
I'll tell you the truth. I sat through the whole thing. I honestly don't know. Let me read what I got off the internet. Jake Sully and Nate Thierry, boy and girl, that ain't going to work out, have formed a family and are doing everything to stay together. Now they must leave their home and explore the regions of Pandora. When an ancient threat resurfaces, Jake must fight a difficult war against humans. What the hell does that even mean?
It'd probably help if you saw the first one.
There was a first one? Wow! Wowie, wow, wow, wow! Mind blown! Holy crap!
Well, all right. Well, how was the cast?
Well, it's okay, I guess. It's hard to tell when they're playing Smurfs. That tall drink of water from the Space Aliens movie is in it.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, God bless you. That that chubby gal from the movie about the sinking boat.
Kate Winslet.
If you say so. But the guy I really liked was in that remake of that movie, Clash of the Giants.
The Clash of the Titans.
Yes! The dashing leading man type Sam Elliott.
Sam Worthington.
Who?
The actor you're thinking of is Sam Worthington.
I thought that was the guy that swears all the time about snakes on the plane.
That's Samuel L. Jackson.
I thought that was the guy who ran the bar in Boston and couldn't keep his trousers on.
That's Sam Malone.
I thought that was the one-eyed guy who sang Candyman. Remember that? He used too much Brill Cream.
That was Sammy Davis Jr.
I thought that was the guy with the goatee that wears the jacket made out of the flag.
That's Uncle Sam.
I thought that was the woolly bully guy.
That's Sam the Sham.
I thought that was what my wife makes me for lunch.
That's a sandwich.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
Sam Worthington.
Oi! What a potty mouth on that guy.
Okay, so what did you think?
Tell you what I think. I think the Avengers would fire him for sure if he started in with all that mother, father, cocker, spaniel nonsense.
I know, the movie.
Oh, well, I give it 1.5 yarmulkes out of 5. Who's got time for this nonsense? Not me. Maybe you do. Maybe you're getting paid to sit at home and play video games. Maybe this reality is too boring for some great intellectual colossus like you. Go on, eat your canned ravioli and drink your $10 coffee, you big shot. Look down your nose at people who don't like the same movies you do. Happy New Year, you bastard. Wow. But, like I say, live and let live. Damn it, I forgot what to say here.
See a matinee, it's cheaper.
See a matinee, it's cheaper.
It's a big show on the radio. All right, Cadbury, read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and young Sir William on the big show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, January 31st.
Dead, here we are, last day of January, dead right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me take care of a little business in the mail slot, Randy. Here we got a bill up here from thebigshow.com. Oh, yeah. Our annual website domain listing, $289.
No, we don't.
I don't think so.
Says so right here.
No.
No. Total website domain listing, bigshow.com.
That's one of those, I won't call it a scam because they offer a service, but they make it look like you're about to lose your website. So ooh, that makes it feel scammy to me. But no, that's
so scam-ish.
Yeah, it's a scam-ish. It's a it's a bad way of marketing, if you ask me.
Remember that time that guy was offering you a chance to get in Who's Who, and he was just really printing books? It's the same sort of thing.
It's exactly like that.
$80 to get in the book, and
yeah.
It's a company.
Next, you're going to tell me they charge to be in my personalized romance novel. this is a scam, but.
Well, it's not, like I said, it's not really a scam.
It's not a scam because what services are they offering?
It's called search engine optimization. So that when someone types, you know, something related to your business, your website comes up first in the search results. It's not even a good way of doing it anymore because Google figured out.
I was going to say, you know who else does that? Google every day of the week.
Well, but see, that's the thing, that people came up with this search engine optimization to play the Google game against Google. And Google went, oh, really? Well, we'll just change the rules. And so they did.
So this is probably why they sent it to me. They figured I'd be stupid enough to pay it.
Yeah.
But we're going to lose our website.
Otherwise, you would have never seen an official document like that.
Who's going to be able to win my wonderful things of the week? It's terrible.
Marcus and his crew at Animink take care of the registration of our domain. So.
And we got pretty good traffic at our at thebigshow.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, so nice try, but I saw right through your little ruse. $289. Mm. Just saved us money.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, then. Well, I guess all right. We can get back to our work here. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got a Big Show on the radio. Well, usually every Tuesday morning, we have our man Mark Packer here on the Big Show. Mark lost his father, Billy Packer, last week.
Yep. It was really
Billy
sad.
Billy Packer passed away at age 82 years old, man. That's old Billy Packer. I don't know if y'all know, back in North Carolina, it was Thacker and Packer, the ACC. Billy Packer would cover the ACC when Billy came in. He would listen to the Big Show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was always cut up about Robert D. Rayford, and he had been in failing health lately.
Yep.
He had been in the hospital for a while.
But the best Billy Packer story comes from the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
We were loading up to get in, to get a couple of cocktails before we got on the airplane. And Billy Packer walks by, and Johnny went, "Hey, there's Billy Packer." And he just started walking, like, much faster.
"Hey, Billy, hey, Sean Boy, hey, hey, hey." And he was like, all of a sudden he picked up, so he was like OJ running through the airport.
That's true.
That was funny. We don't know. He said he had to catch a flight. It wasn't anything personal. Right, I said, "I believe you."
I don't.
All right. Well, remember the Packer family in your prayers there.
Yep.
All right. We'll catch back up with a Pac-Man, we'll do that next week, all right? All right, y'all. Well, let's play this wordy word game then for yournovel.com. You want to star in your personalized romance novel? Here's a good chance. Win on Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Tuesday, January 31st. Video of the day, the Ring of Fire. A prank that involves dairy products after it's all over with.
Well, it goes down, 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 and the flames go higher.
Yeah, it does. Check it out. Make your visit to thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking a classic Bay Request off the wall coming up in a minute. Right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
If there's a wordy word and a wordy word, let's meet the contestants. We got Chris from Hawkinsville, Georgia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy. And we got TJ from East Dublin, Georgia. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. All right, a couple of Georgia boys here. Welcome, y'all. TJ, you are on Team Tater and Randy. Chris, quit hanging your head out the window like a dog. You're on John Boyd Billy's side.
Chris, do we need to wait till you get off the roller coaster?
No, it sounds like you're on one.
How about that? Yeah, we're going through.
Is one of you guys riding in the back of a flatbed truck right now?
Hey, we got to get by somehow.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it then. Me and Chris will go for the first round here. Let's put some points on the board. All right, Chris, you ready?
Oh, this is going to tear my head off.
All right, let's see what we can do here. Shout it out real loud. Start the clock now. The basement is down below. This is what's up in your house.
The house. What?
No, where you store your Christmas presents. Attic. Yes, attic.
Yes.
This is a guy who rides the horse. He's a
cowboy.
No. In a race.
In a horse race.
A horse race. Got you. Yeah, uh-huh. All right. This is the color of the third place medal in the Olympics.
Bronze.
Yeah. All right.
I felt like I could jump in there and help considering
the fine.
Acoustical situation here.
Three on the board there, Chris. All right. And now TJ and Tater for their round one.
How did Chris get suddenly silent?
I don't know.
Maybe
Chris,
he got where
cell
he was
towers,
going.
Cell towers, right?
Chris, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow. So it stopped when it was over.
It's crazy.
Oh, you think it was TJ?
It's TJ.
Okay. Well, Let's just keep going, all right?
Yeah.
TJ.
Can we do this while it's silent? Can we?
I can hear y'all much better now, though.
Awesome.
Right. Well, good. Well, TJ, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you and Tater, and go.
You have to blink real hard to get good grades. Okay, this is when you have to blink for a test so that you know it.
Study.
All right. Yep. Hey, you blow things up with this. A stick of...
Dynamite.
Uh-huh. This guy is in the front of a train.
Conductor.
The other guy. You also, like, there's mechanical ones, computer ones.
Civil.
Civil blank.
Engineer.
Yes.
Three on the board. Hey, it's tied up. 3-3.
That's
all right.
What I know.
Well, the wind was blowing so hard.
Well,
that
Chris,
was me breathing.
You are up with Billy now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and go.
You go out on the water to blank a fish if you go fishing. Yep,
catch.
There you go. Let's see. You go around in a circle, and that is called what? And if you do it really fast, it makes your head do the same thing.
Busy.
There was a band.
Spin.
Yep, there you go. There
that's
you
it.
Go. All right, you have 18 holes is a game of what?
Golf.
Bam.
Yep, what something tastes like is it's what? This has a really good blank to it.
Smell.
No, the taste, not the smell.
All right, so another three on that three, a total of six for Chris.
The defensive struggle continues.
TJ and Randy, three will tie, four will win.
Let's go get them.
Ready, TJ?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
Baskin-Robbins has 31 of these.
Flavors.
Yeah.
All right. So when you're watching a movie, it's helpful if you know what. I have no idea. There's a dog named that kind of hound.
The story. It's called the what?
The plot.
That's right. Thank you. All right. So Yogi is a.
Oh, if you would have finished Yogi's name, which was Bear, you would have tied. One short. That means Chris from Hawkinsville wins 6-5.
Boy, plot.
Randy froze up on you on that plot there,
cemetery,
TJ.
Cemetery.
TJ down East Dublin, we appreciate you, buddy. You try again anytime, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. All right, then. Chris, look at you.
Look at you.
Playing through diversity.
I'm playing through adversity, I guess. Right.
Although we don't know who you work with. That may be a problem.
All right, Chris, you hang on, Jackie. Hook you up. You're going to star in your personalized novel with your sweetie this Valentine's Day.
All right. Thank you, John Boy. All right. First long-time listener.
All right, man. Get out for Chris. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Got our classic bit request in the morning right here. It's Frank Cartwright out of Moorhead City, North Carolina. All right. Fishing out of beautiful Moorhead City. Frank says, anything with Mad Max. Wasn't he mad about school buses? Thanks, guys. Yeah, Frank, know what you're talking about. Tater got it up, and it's coming up next. Big Show's on the radio. Classic big request from Frank Cartwright out of beautiful Moorhead City, North Carolina. There you go, about a long time call ago from Max.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo!
Mad Max here.
Max, buddy, bud, bud, buddy, bud, bud, buddy, bud, 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 partner.
Shut up! Shut up! It comes from the Latin phrase shut, meaning close, and up, meaning your mouth, you idiot. Goodness sake, I've been coming on here 5 years. Ain't you got it yet?
You're mad, aren't you?
No! Let me put this in the politically correct way. Right. I'm differently happy.
Oh, really? That's weird, because it sounds like...
Goodness sakes, you'll get to do your little blissfully ignorant redneck thing again in a minute. Now, I come in here and ask for 2 minutes every 2 or 3 weeks. John Boy, shut up.
All right.
Now, where was I? You know what makes me mad?
Well, it seems like about everything.
You're doing it again.
I'm sorry. No, why?
That's better.
Okay.
School buses.
School buses.
That's right. School buses scare me to death. Huh. Every time I look up, school buses coming around the corner on two wheels. What is the deal? What is the damn hurry here? It ain't like it's Canoe Reeves with a bomb wired to blow if she dips below 50. They got a governor on them that'll keep them at 50. You don't have to drive that speed all the time. Running around through my neighborhoods flying. Yeah. The more kids they let off, the faster they go. Look at that weight thing working. My butt. And I hesitate to even bring this up, but you'll note about 95% of your school bus drivers, some 300-pound African-American woman. You notice that? Now, I don't want to sound like Robert D. Racist here, but on a list of your great all-time drivers, you'd be hard-pressed to find a 300-pound black woman. You don't see them winning the Indy 500 qualifying at Daytona. And I can't figure out why they keep going into this line of work. It ain't for their excellent driving skills. They ain't never demonstrated no aptitude for it. From the looks on most of their faces, they sure ain't enjoying it. Maybe that's what it is. They're so miserable, they're just in a hurry to get it over with. I mean, I guess I see some of the hoodlums going to school nowadays. I'd want to get them off the bus, too. But whether it's full or empty, flying through my neighborhood. I mean, now I know it's hard being black, it's hard being a woman, and it's even hard being 300 pounds.
Yeah.
But how is it when you put them all together, it suddenly comes up school bus driver? I sure don't say NASCAR Winston Cup champion. Maybe that's it. They're all frustrated race car drivers. Yeah. That's why anytime they get behind the wheel of a brightly colored vehicle with a number painted on the side of it, act like it's a white flag lap of the Daytona 500. But let me ask you, you going down, you look up in your rearview mirror, you got an 8-ton vehicle barely You know what I'm saying here? You look up there, who would you, Jimmy Spencer or Shirley from What's Happening? I rest my case. Now, before anybody gets mad and starts calling the radio station to complain, I ain't throwing off on black women. Race ain't got nothing to do with it, because everybody knows it's really women in general cannot drive a lift. So don't get your panties in a wad. And keep in mind, this ain't a load of peat moss they're hauling. It's our kids. You know, your future, teach them well, let them lead the way, and all that crap. If you won't think of them, think of me, because y'all about to scare me to death. Bus drivers, slow down, be careful, smile every once in a while if you can, and quit ruining my life. Right. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio here for a few more minutes. I say something stupid a few minutes ago. It just dawned on me. And not the playing through diversity.
Although that is my quote of the day.
A long time call ago from Mad Max or something like that. It came out weird. All right. Hey, this will be a fun game. Y'all go back and listen to the John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast. See how many stupid things I say.
And take a shot.
All right. Hey, y'all, right quick, want to remind y'all, Rough Greens is the best decision you can make for your dog's health. From roughgreens.com, who is offering you a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try. And yeah, it is free. Just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/JBB. It's RUFFgreens.com/JBB. I want our listeners to try it for your dog. So you love your dog, so this will be something good for them right there. All right, then. So we're going into broadcast. Make way for the podcast. Remember, count stupids. Let's get it, Billy.
Blah, I'm Count Stupids. Betbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea in regular lemonade and strawberry and watermelon lemonade flavors. Stock up right now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Back home and do hump day. First thing on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
The whole thing is like a contest to see who can make the biggest ass of themselves.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.